McRat is in the studio with me because we're talking about arguably the most important part about Saturday, the democracy sausage.
Yeah, I love they've got a term for it now, the democracy sausage.
Where did that come up? Everyone's just started using it all of a sudden.
I reckon it was maybe last election, but it's sort of just, you know, people love to label things.
And, people do.
And why not celebrate democracy with a bit of meat and a bit of bread.
Now, this has turned into an absolute art form, of course. There's been a debate raging with some of my friends on Facebook about how a sausage sizzle should never involve a bread roll. It should be a folded piece of white bread. No other system could be called a sausage sizzle. But you've actually found a website dedicated to letting you know where to get the best sausage.
I know. How amazing is this? It's called democracysausage.org.
Wow.
You can jump that into there. And you can basically find, and this is covers all of Australia, but it depends on people submitting information on their local polling booth.
User-generated content.
That's it. So you basically put in your electorate, it'll do a little search for your electorate and show you all the polling booths and where you can get a sausage sizzle and or a cake stall and or maybe some bric-a-brac.
A cake stall. So people may be doing a white elephant at the same time. I love
it. Oh, some schools have fates that coincide with elections. Because it's a great money spinner.
It is a great one.
You've got, you know, a captive audience. Everyone has to come down. And why not? A bit of money for the school at the same time.
Why not? Indeed. Now, where do you stand on how much a sausage sizzle should cost?
Oh, look, I'm still old school, you know. I reckon $2 is a good price.
Absolutely $2. Price. And if you want to charge more for onion, you've got to check yourself.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that at all.
Look, $2 I think is good, but $2.50, $3 nowadays. I've seen them for $4 and $5, to
it's
be honest,
pretty depressing.
Which
now,
is pretty full on.
People are getting gourmet with this stuff at the moment, aren't they?
Oh, so Chrissy, she has a place, Chrissy's Chops, down in the electorate of Grindler, as we know, just out in inner west here.
Yes, yes. My stomping ground.
She's actually going to be on Drive this afternoon, a bit of cross promo here.
Oh, fantastic.
But she's been designing a bit of a menu for the Australia Street Infant School in Newtown.
A menu for a sausage sizzle?
Yes, yes. And this is the menu. In the morning, until sold out, you can get a pork shoulder bratwurst on a roll with chacrut mustard and dill.
Wow!
Now, I don't know if this is really a democracy sausage as such. This is pretty gourmet stuff.
That's amazing. I want to eat it. I don't know if it's in the spirit of a sausage sizzle, but I want to eat that
It's also $10. So if you're willing to part your pickies with a $10 fancy democracy sausage, I recommend that.
Now, is this raising money for Australia's Street School?
Yes,
well,
yes.
Then, you know, come on. That's a great course.
The PNC, they're raising money. So I think it's really cool that, you know, they can tie in the election with raising a bit of money. Public schools obviously need every help they can get because the government's not going to give it to them.
No, they certainly not.
Where do you stand on the whole sauce debacle? Look,
I want to add my own.
Yes.
And I want a choice between tomato and barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And look, don't give me fancy American mustard. I don't need it.
No mustard.
No mustard for me.
Mm. See, I've got a bit of a spicy palate. I don't mind a bit of spice, a bit of mustard.
So do I, but not with a sausage sizzle. I really take this seriously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
There is a sort of an image, the anatomy of the sausage sizzle. And it says, you know, white bread, not brown. Not,
absolutely.
Not sourdough, not a baguette. Just white.
Not a baguette.
That would be the French, or chacrut, as we can get on the fancy sausage in Newtown, and sausage, usually beef. But any meat would do as long as it's real meat. A+ for cheap Coles sausages, apparently.
No, it is. It is A+. It should be blackened to within an inch of its life and one of those thin Coles sausages.
As carcinogenic as possible.
Absolutely. Now, Twitter's also giving you a chance to find your polling station and democracy sausage, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought this is quite cool. There's a Twitter account called OzPolling, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tweet your location to OzPolling with the hashtag OzVotes, it'll come back to you and tell your nearest voting booth and whether they've got a sausage sizzle or a cake stall.
See, there's no excuse not to blow a couple of bucks on a overly cooked sausage in a folded piece of bread, is there?
I agree. Adrian, our fellow producer out here, says he's never had a democracy sausage. I'm very disappointed in him, so I'm trying to direct him to this site.
I hope he finds somewhere. Yeah. I'm a bit shocked as
I know.
Well. God.
But I feel sorry for those people who have pre-polled, because when you pre-poll, you know, you just don't get...
Chatting with a couple
experience.
Of friends about that, they had pre-polled, they'd had to, they were Melbourne and Adelaide girls, they'd already voted, and they were taking themselves to Bunnings tomorrow so that they could get a sausage sizzle anyway.
That is not Australian enough, I'm afraid. Not acceptable.
Right. Well, Mick.
Good luck tomorrow. Voting, it's always a bit of fun.
Voting is always a bit of fun, but you know, take it seriously, everyone. I've got to go on a bit of a rant. Please, 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 if you're not sure who to vote for, just promise me you won't donkey vote. Donkey vote is where you just number 1, 2, 3, 4 all in order. That vote still counts.
It does.
And that is a dangerous vote to have.
And
please,
the number one party,
do
you don't want to vote for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. I would prefer to see you vote informal, which is where you just write something rude all over it.
Well,
please
even
don't
then,
do that either.
Ultimately, but you're just voting for whoever wins if you do that. It's,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not, it's not helping anyone.
Take your vote seriously. That'd be our advice, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Mick, thank you very much, mate.
No worries, mate.